Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
What made you want to take the jump? Like, what made you say, when you're looking at job opportunities and career opportunities of more established teams or organizations that you were previously a part of, what makes you have confidence within that brand to take that leap, especially with your career and your livelihood?
Yeah, for me, that's a really good question, you know, because it's one I thought about a lot before taking this leap, you know, candidly. And for me, you know, I think a lot of us are going through this, especially, you know, in today's society. There's been some reflection time, right, that I think all of us have needed to really think through personal decisions that we make, you know, how we, you know, handle ourselves in the marketplace. What are we doing every day with our energy, you know? And for me, you know, I've put a ton of energy into this industry in so many different forms, and being able to take that expertise that I've had the opportunity to then get and put it into a project that fits who I am personally with the impact that I want to make is really a dream come true. I know that these opportunities don't always exist, but regardless of how much work it is, when I'm able to look back at what I helped build and the impact that I made at an individual level, and hopefully what I've helped create from a team level that creates a legacy for how this team operates, it's something that I just really wanted to be a part of. You know, and candidly, the opportunity to build something new is, while difficult, it's incredible, right? Because you're not battling what happened 10 years ago or what's been done before or the perception of the team. You get the opportunity at that moment to say, it doesn't matter. It's who we should be. It's how we should operate. It's doing what's right for everybody involved, you know, and trusting that by doing that, you're going to have more success than you could ever imagine. And I think it's interesting because it's usually phrased just how you think about it. And I think that's a lot of times how anybody in our industry thinks about it, just from a competition standpoint, with there being only so many dollars or so many fans, you know, to go around inside a marketplace. But what we found, and I think what you see in a lot of the larger markets like a Los Angeles, is that it doesn't take away from anything. If anything, it adds to the overall sports environment, right, that the city has. And we're carving out such, you know, our own path in having a women's soccer club, you know, that doesn't compete with anything else, but provides opportunity and obviously, you know, exposure for these great cultural icons that are going to be our athletes, you know, to play in their backyard that they've been asking for many years. There was a group, you know, called Bring NWSL to LA that existed well before this project was even thought of. So, you know, there's room for everybody. When it comes to standing out, I think the most important thing is that your brand means something, right? So it can't just be, hey, we're here to play soccer, but there has to be a moment that Angel City stands for something that people can relate to. And for us, you know, how the team even came to fruition with Natalie Portman, really having that understanding of like, how am I going to change the game? How am I going to celebrate these women and make sure that we can push progress forward? Our statement is that we're igniting higher expectations on and off the field through everything we do. And for us, there's three pillars that fits into: equality, essentials, and education, you know, and there's many layers to why we chose those. And then every decision we make, whether it's sponsorships, so 10% of our sponsorships are going to go into those pillars where we're creating impact, whether it's ticket sales, you're going to see some interesting things that we do there into that model, or how we communicate with our fans, you know, what our branding looks like, how does our merch fit into that? You know, we have a filter that, you know, makes us, as we like to say, bigger than a game. And for us, that is different, right? We aren't this legacy sports team, but we are something that's building something with purpose today that will stand out on its own. Yeah, for us, it's in our contracts. You know, it's interesting, you know, how we've built our strategy and how we are purpose driven. Our pitch, you know, our sponsorship pitch is very much like, here's who Angel City is. Here's how we define ourselves. Here's the pillars that we have. here's how we're going to change the world with our incredible ownership group that's going to amplify that for us. And then here's how we'll do that together. And there's always a statement. So there's nothing that exists where it would be Angel City and a logo lock that's just there. It would be Angel City and a logo lock and a statement like, hey, did you realize that they supplied 5,000 young women with sports bras last year when we figured out that that's the main reason young women stopped playing sports? Or did you realize that they fed over 1 million people in Los Angeles together to create whole human beings? We, for ourselves too, don't want a partnership that doesn't stand for something because that's who we are. And then everything else, which is traditional sponsorship, of course exists, becomes a supporting asset to that. So how does that feed into the statement? Of course, signage, radio, TV, and then enhancing their brand through other areas that they need, us to help with. We're happy to do that. But the statement piece for us comes first, and there's true dollars in every contract going towards that in these customized approaches. So for us, it's a great question. And I think you're right. And certainly the market's telling us that this is the right strategy from the conversations we're having to date. So it's been incredible to see. And I think also really fun to be a part of. I've sold sponsorships for a long time and a lot of them have done incredible things, but when you're able to really bring it all full circle and see the impact and know that that's not something that, yes, we bought signage and in 3 years, we might not need it anymore. It's like, no, like look at what we did over the course of 5 years together. And let's talk about what that means after that point, the long-term effect, right, of actual impact and being able to use that information for their sake and our sake. And as we see it, it's the responsibility of all parties, right, to be doing things like that as we're representing our communities. Open communication with fans and allowing them to build the club for you and have that input just creates ownership on their side, right? And ultimately that's contagious, to them participating and advocating and becoming their personal influencer to your brand, which is today's society, right? Like your dream is to create something that's not only cool enough for them to support monetarily, but that they become an influencer on your behalf everywhere they go. When they're talking to their families, their friends, like all their touch points on their social media accounts, that you're cool enough to share, or they feel pride enough in what you're doing on their behalf and how you represent them, that they want to make sure that they're amplifying that for you. So that's exactly right. And exactly how we've been approaching it as well. Soccer is unique in that you have supporter groups, right? And they really are a huge pillar of your organization and you have to talk to them. You have to listen to them. And often they have incredibly valuable input. And when they're passionate about something, they will propel you to areas you never thought you could go. There's a reason that people that have never been to a soccer match that go are blown away. And it's that energy, right? It's that ownership. It's them understanding that this is their club and aggressively doing so, so it is their club. They should have every opportunity to help you build it and that they alongside of you get to create that legacy. So there's a way to do that collectively, I think, as new clubs that social media certainly helped with and the digital age has certainly helped with surveying and asking for help. But Jeff hit on it best, to turn to them every step of the way, with every decision that you're making.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.